Aoife Murray, first of all, haven't been the first time I've spoken to you. Welcome back to the Cork Camogie panel.
Thanks very much. It's great to be back.
Tell us about that decision to come back.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while and chatting to a few of the girls. They said it was going really well, and the lads, the management were on to me as well. And I think I had a week away there in Ethiopia as well. I had a bit of time to think about it, and sure, you know, why not take the opportunity when it's there?
And taking stock, I suppose, of what you'd achieved, what you didn't want to miss out on this year, was it?
No, not overly. I think, yeah, of course, you always want to go and win stuff, you know. You always want to go win whatever competition you're in. But at the same time, I think for the majority of us here, we're here to test ourselves at the level that we want to be tested at. And sure, this is the highest level for Camogie, so it kind of felt like I had more to learn, I had more to improve on. And I suppose I just wanted to test myself one more year.
And how are you feeling since you came back?
Good, yeah. It's a lot harder. You know, I'm 32 now, I'm living in Dublin. It's not the easiest of things. I suppose I didn't realise how hard it was going to be physically and mentally. The girls were flying it when I came back as well, so I had a lot of conditioning to catch up on. I certainly didn't come back conditioned anyway, that's for sure. I enjoyed my winter. But yeah, it's been tough, but it's been good.
But that's important, to enjoy your winter, and like, maybe you can come back with a freshness that you maybe didn't have in recent years because you did a longer season.
Look, there's twofold. You come back fresh, but you also come back with a huge mountain to climb regarding fitness. And I know for me, I don't find fitness the easiest thing to get. So that's probably been the hardest thing. But you come back and maybe you understand what it's like not to be playing. So you appreciate the training sessions and you enjoy them more and you look forward to them more.
So how do you think you're feeling heading into this championship campaign?
I think we all know that we have an uphill battle. Like, we haven't, we certainly didn't make too many headlines with regard to the league and Munster, although we won the Munster, and I suppose it just shows that winning can be a habit. And, you know, when it came down to it against the Munster final, you know, 7-8 minutes into injury time, Mackie pops up, and I think that was a positive to show that we're still looking at the finishing line, even though it might be getting a bit further away from us. So I think we're heading in with a positive attitude, knowing what's up in front of us, and we know that we need to be kind of topping this group to make hay.
You might be in the perceived easier group this year, like Wexford are the big hitters, but after that you'd be expected to beat most of the other opposition.
Well, look, that's what people outside the camp would always think, but I think if anybody's seen us, we struggled hugely against Limerick. They beat us twice in the league. We only beat them by a point in extra time, or two points in extra time in the Munster final, and that took 7 minutes of injury time for us to separate us. And that's our last game of the league, the round robin, Wexford before that. So when you look at it, we have to get over Waterford, Offaly and Clare. And I think anybody who's been seeing us play against, especially Offaly and Clare, Waterford's a new outfit for us, that it's been taking us, you know, 45-50 minutes to finally get on the right side of those games. So I don't think it's going to be that easy. You know, one little slip up could cost us dearly in the start.
Best of luck.
Thanks a million. You sound.
Cheers.